Welcome in, everybody, to episode 4 of Big League Chewers. We're back just 4 days later recording another episode as Michigan State is hitting their finals week, but we're back here in studio recording another episode and a jam-packed episode today. First, we're going to get into a classic segment, Haps and Craps, recapping the week in Major League Baseball. Then we'll talk about the City Connects, or as I call them, City Unconnects. And then we'll move into our classic seventh inning stretch, the trivia segment here on Big League Chewers. And then finally, we have to talk about the worry-o-meter. Just a month into the MLB season, who are we worried about in Major League Baseball? All of that and more is coming up next on Big League Chewers. Welcome in, everybody, to episode 4. I'm Jacob Maurer, your host. Alongside today, a short staff, but still a powerful staff here, Evan Katz to my left. Evan,
hello.
How are you doing today?
I thought I was avoiding cameras, and I had to do cameras, so this is a problem for us, but, you know, we're going to survive.
Speaking of cameras, the guy at cameras today is Nick Ferdella. Nick, how's it going?
I'm doing great, you know, learning how to do cameras for the first time, so I'm excited to do this.
Hey, I'm glad we're on the same page, boss.
Yes, sir. We'll get into our first segment, Haps and Craps, coming your way right now.
It's time for Haps.
Woo-hoo! And Craps.
To see who won the week.
And who didn't.
Yes, sir, it's the old classic Haps and Craps. Back at it once more. So who wants to start this week? What should we start with, the Craps or the Haps?
Well, you gotta start with happy news first, don't you, to please the audience?
Okay. Who wants to start?
I mean, you're in the host chair, so how
about
you start?
All right. Well, I was going to save this for last, but
We'll
start with it right now. We'll start with a little happy note. My hap of the week is Cam Boozer, a Red Sox relief pitcher. Let me tell you guys a little story. In high school, he broke his femur as a sophomore, also needed some knee surgery in his sophomore year. His senior year, he broke his vertebrae weightlifting. He then played baseball at Oregon State, tore his UCL, and needed Tommy John surgery as a freshman. While rehabbing, following a surgery, he was hit by a car and broke a bone in his back. He then spent 2.5 years after he quit baseball being a carpenter, installing ceilings before becoming a coach at Washington in a training facility in 2020, where then he realized that he could throw in the 90s without any pain and thought about a comeback. He threw an inning semi-pro for a team in Seattle and then an independent team, the Chicago Dogs, signed him. And then Nick Ferdella knows about the Chicago Dogs.
Yeah, I actually live 15 minutes away from the stadium, so that's kind of cool.
Dude, Chicago grown.
Are you a real fan, though, or not?
I'm a real fan. I go a couple times a year with my dad and my friends. It's a cool park, right? Outfield, you can see the highway, actually. So if anyone hits it over the fence, it's in the highway. It's pretty cool.
Wait, so did you know about Cam Boozer?
I did not. I'm not going to lie, I did not know about him.
Okay. Well, anyway, after the Chicago Dogs, the Boston Red Sox signed him to a minor league contract as a free agent. And then on Friday, against the Pittsburgh Pirates, pitching for the Red Sox, he finished off a game at 31 years old. There's a video of him emotional on the bench. I thought that was a great story in Major League Baseball and a big reason why he is my hap for this week. Hard to follow you guys. I don't think you're going to beat it.
Yeah, that is a nice happy note there you got there. My hap this week This is going to be Brian De La Cruz. He had 28 at-bats this week for the Miami Marlins. 5 runs, 4 home runs, 10 RBIs, 1 stolen base, batting a .286 in the last 7 days, having 8 hits, 2 doubles, 1 base on ball, and 10 strikeouts. But a .786 slugging percentage and a .1086 OPS. So how about that? Nick, what do you got?
My hap is Jordan Westberg. He's hit safely in 5 straight games. Of all the young baseball players we have from the Orioles coming up, Jordan Westberg was not on my list to look out for, so that's why he's my hap.
Happy news around Major League Baseball. In just the 4-day span that we were away from the Impact Podcast Network, now moving on to the craps, people who did not do as good. Well, last week, you know, I gave you guys a tragic story about 10,000 people who wasted their day at the ballpark in Chicago. Well, it doesn't get any easier.
Uh-oh, is this another murder story?
25,375 this time. This time in Denver, Colorado. Watching the 4-16 Colorado Rockies lose 7-0 to the Seattle Mariners. Colorado Rocky fans, what are you doing? It was 4:20 in a city called Mile High, and you're at a Rockies game, a team that stinks. And what did they give you? Nothing. They gave you no runs. You lost 7-0. You're my crap. This is your fault. You're not the victims anymore.
I think you broke me there. I don't know how I can follow up with that one, to be honest with you. But I'm going to go with our crap for this week being Kyle Hendricks. He had 2 starts in this last 7-day period, having 11.88 ERA. A little struggling there. Only pitching 8.1 innings, allowing 11 hits on 11 runs, and 11 of those all being earned. 3 home run bombs and 1 hit by pitch and 3 walks. So not a good last 7 days for my man Kyle Hendricks.
My crap is going to be Jack Leiter. He pitched after a much anticipated debut against the Detroit Tigers. I watched that game. I was excited for Jack Leiter. He pitched only 3 2/3 innings, gave up 7 runs, and then right back, sent the minor leagues to AAA already. That's my crap.
And he started off so good, and then it just completely fell downhill, especially to a Tigers offense who reeks.
Yeah,
I was like, what?
That was pretty disappointing.
Tigers scored runs? What?
Luckily for the Rangers, they still won that game because the Tigers' defense was incapable of saving the day. But still, being being brought up, your dad in attendance, and then getting sent back down, that is pretty crappy. Well,
how about that for a confidence booster, eh?
Let's go, Jack Leiter. All right, we'll move on from apps and craps, little short segment there. Now move on to a segment I call City Unconnects.
Is this a Fanatics joke that I missed here because their jerseys unconnect?
No, it's just because, I don't know, it was called City Connects, and I don't think they're very good, so I called them City Unconnects. And I'm going to explain why. So the New York Mets just released their City Connect uniforms, if you guys want to pull that up and take a look. And let me just describe them to you. So they are gray.
A lot of gray.
With some stripe. All of it is gray besides the Nike swoosh, which has a little bit of purple. And a little bit of lining on the sleeve is a little bit of purple. The hat's pretty cool. It says NY for New York, like the classic New York Mets hats are. But it's also gray and white with a little bit of a bridge. Guys, this is the City Connect uniform that I just described. Also, across the plate, it says NYC, and maybe the most boring font you could think of. These are awful. And let me tell you why. Not because I don't think they are the worst-looking City Connect uniform. I have my least favorites out there, but when I first saw this jersey, I was actually really hyped for the New York Mets City Connect jerseys to come out. It's New York. It's the Mets. It's Queens. They have fun colors. And I thought there was no way Nike and Fanatics could mess this up.
Strong confidence there.
But they did. again, these City Connect uniforms have been so disappointing, and especially with the New York Mets coming out. Guys, it's New York. It's a city that doesn't sleep, according to Frank Sinatra. And the colors we went with are the most boring colors you could ever think of. Now, looking at the reasoning for stuff, because quote-unquote they have reasoning for everything they put in a jersey, the reason for putting gray is because New York City is considered the concrete jungle. But, guys, the city doesn't sleep. It's never dark. It's always bright and lights. And, guys, the New York Mets had all they needed.
It's dark because they're the Mets, and the Mets... Yeah.
They're playing well as of late, though.
Yeah, they're on a little bit of a win streak, but if they put these jerseys on, I don't know. It looks like coal. And the thing, okay, this is my proposition to fix the New York Mets jerseys. One, get rid of NYC. Why are we going with basic city abbreviations for these teams? Pittsburgh did it. Washington did it. Guys, that's not how you connect with the city. It's just its abbreviation. New York Fanatics and Nike, if you didn't know, has districts or little quadrants, I guess they're called, and the New York Mets play in Queens. Wouldn't it be sick if we put Queens at the front of the jersey to quote-unquote connect with the city? And also, New York has some fun colors, orange and blue. And we decided to rock with gray. Why? We could have had so much fun here. And even looking at the jerseys, the little sliver of hope, the little sliver of credit I give to Nike and Fanatics and the New York Mets working on this jersey is the purple color. It looks sick and it screams New York, but we hit it so just in detail that it doesn't look good. If you made that purple the whole jersey and it said Queens with maybe a bright orange or something along those lines to indicate the lights of New York, everyone would love the jersey. But instead, we're looking at a plain jersey that looks like the White Sox on an even more poverty level.
Okay, let's not throw shade at the White Sox
now.
Hey,
and I can't even blame the White Sox because although they have boring colors, their City Connects are one of my favorites.
Yeah, I love it. Southside, baby.
Southside, that's how you connect with the city. And this time, instead of New York, we're just going to put NYC. Like, this is something if someone was from, like, England or Australia and they didn't know anything about New York, I feel like this is the jersey they would make. They'd be like, oh, let's abbreviate it. And although I don't know why they would pick gray. I mean, this person who made it must be the most boring person ever. But anyway, there's my rant. Do you guys want to react to this? Because I think City Connect jerseys are just going downhill, and I'm worried because the Tigers come out on May 6th, and I really want to get one of these jerseys because the Tigers jerseys have been sticking around for a long time. They only go between two jerseys. If they make a sick jersey, I really want it. But right now, with the early releases of these jerseys, I'm not a fan.
Nick?
Two things with this. I like the hat. I like the bridge aspect of the hat. Make it connect with the city. Also, New York has a Statue of Liberty, the Empire State Building. It's got a lot of memorable things that have New York. Put it in the jersey instead of gray. It would make it pop, as you said earlier. It would make it pop more, make it connect with the city. But just gray is just bad. It just looks like a kindergartner, man. It looks like you're like local league.
And even jersey. Like New York has so many nicknames to it. The Empire State, the Big Apple, as you mentioned, with the Statue of Liberty and other iconic places. And you just rocked with NYC. Guys, what are they doing?
I'm here to be the voice of reason here. I like these jerseys, actually. I'll tell you why it's gray down here. You see those pinstripes on the jersey, both of you? That's also talking. I see that design as a bridge, too. Because...
What? Look, do you think that the Yankees rock the bridge because they have pinstripes?
You never know, but...
That was definitely not intentional. You know, I'm looking at a Lindor jersey, and that one really looks like a bridge post. City Connect.
You know what? The NYC stands out, though, to me. I like that.
Why? Because it's so bad?
No. I like that color because it stands out to you. That gray on black, that makes that NYC, what they really want you to focus on, stand out. If you think that one's bad, let's look at the Red Sox City Connects jerseys. Those yellow minion-looking jerseys things that look like a peeled banana.
Okay, well, I'll give Boston credit because it's tribute to the Boston Marathon and those colors, and that's why they chose it. Even though it looks awful, like it still has some city connect to it. It connects to the city of Boston. Putting NYC and claiming that it looks like a bridge and it stands out because black and gray somehow stand out. When has anyone ever said black on gray stands out? Like, they have so many.
Me, I just did.
Evan, what if they made it purple?
Disgusting.
What if they made it orange?
Ew, disgusting.
That would stand out more, though, to your point.
This is true, yes.
Like, can you imagine, like, being a New York Mets player and they're like, guys, we got new jerseys. And you throw these on. You're like, hey, someone just poured ashes on our new jersey, guys. They're dirty. Put them in the laundry.
It looks so clean to me.
Well, okay, explain more because you're not making any sense right now.
I'm not making any sense. Okay. First of all, that pink Nike logo, I agree with you. Why is that pink out of everything else?
Purple.
That's pink.
That is definitely purple.
That is pink.
That looks pink to me.
What?
Exactly. Thank you. Overruled. Anyway.
This is not pink.
This is clearly pink.
This is like a lavender.
That is not lavender. That is pink. That is pure pink.
Okay. Whatever.
But having what you described as the bridge underneath the NY hat, too, I love that.
I didn't criticize the hat. The hat was halfway decent. The jersey is what we're talking about. They're called City Connect jerseys.
I mean, a hat is part of the jersey.
It's part of the package. So are the pants, but I'm not judging the pants.
We don't
judging
see
the
pants
socks
in this picture. So
actually, they're rocking white pants.
Okay. Again, overruled.
Nick, what do you think of these jerseys?
I don't like them.
Yep.
They're too plain to me. New York's got everything in it, and not you could have done it so much more than gray.
Okay, Evan, what do you think about putting NYC instead of Queens or, like, Big Apple?
I like, if they put Queens, I think it would make more sense.
I
would have
liked
Queens.
Big Apple on it instead of NYC, but I like the overall NYC design.
It's just too plain.
Yeah.
For like, City Connect, you must be
like, I
plain.
Wanted this to pop. New York is a city of just bright lights and fame.
What do you want them to put a billboard for, like, they're in Times Square on their jersey?
Well, okay, the Padres, San Diego is a nice beachy town. It's fun.
Yeah.
City Connect jerseys did a great job making it nice, beachy, and fun. Los Angeles is a nice, beachy, and fun town. They mm-hmm. made it surfer style. It's connecting to the jersey. The Astros, Houston is known for its space expeditions, and to put Space City on it and make it look a little metro, out of this world look, I think looks very good. Southside, down and gritty. That's exactly what the jerseys did. And now we're getting lazy because you had a great chance to continue this trend with New York City. Maybe bounce back from your previous jerseys. And instead, we rocked with this. I don't see any element of New York in this.
You see, I'll argue with you now because if you look at that Dodgers one, it doesn't look any different compared to the other jersey. The other jersey is normally blue. It's
Evan, by no means am I saying the City Connect jerseys were great early on. I'm saying there are a few examples.
Okay.
The Dodgers
okay.
were so bad that they need another one.
Gotcha.
Okay, they've messed up early. I'm just saying they, as of late, they've really messed up even more, which I don't know how that's possible, but it is. And especially with this New York Mets jersey, it's just off the charts right now.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. I thought you said they were good, though.
They're decent. They're not bad. They're decent.
Okay, if you were a New York Mets fan, mm-hmm. would you buy this jersey?
Yes, I would.
Okay. That's not my cup of tea, but anyway. Also, I wanted to talk about the Philadelphia Phillies jersey because they were the other City Connect that got released. That was a few weeks back, but what do you guys think of City Connect jerseys that don't match team colors?
Okay, the Phillies one, that looks like a old All-Star game jersey to me, honestly. I think that was like the colors of 2 or 3 years ago's All-Star game jerseys. It kind of looks like the Brewers. I could see a Brewers color in there a little bit. I see a little bit of yellow on the sleeves and obviously the blue and looking like an ocean blue. That one doesn't make sense to me.
Everyone's
I don't like
saying
that
it looks like Seattle.
Yeah, I could see that one too.
But I do like the hat, the Phillies one. I like their hat. They have the bell on it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's as bad as New York, but...
At least it's got color on it.
I've just, like... Because I'm judging these jerseys for the Tigers jersey, and it's really making me scared. Tigers come out May 6th. Motor City is another one where you can really capitalize. I just really hope they don't mess it up. City and Connects, I don't like them, and I don't know how you guys can even defend them. But we'll move on to our next segment. We'll go to trivia.
Uh-oh.
Coming up.
Nick, you ready to lose a point?
Nah, just to be clear, can we use Google for this segment or no?
No.
Okay.
Actually, I'll explain. Let's just hear the song, guys.
Welcome to the seventh inning stretch. It's a trivia game. If you get the answer right, you win. If you get the answer wrong, you lose. And die.
Okay, guys, welcome to the seventh inning stretch. For this one, Aiden and Zach are out of town, so you guys have a chance to move up in the scoreboard. Let's update those rankings. Evan, you lead with 2 points. Nick, you have 1.5. Aiden is at 1.25, and Zach is at 1. So, let me tell you the breaking news.
What's that?
We are not doing 10 questions for a player.
Oh.
That's a classic segment. We are moving on to a different segment.
Okay.
This one is called True or False for Death. I don't know why I added death there, but
okay.
Our song says to die. So I'm going to give you 10 questions, true or false questions. All I need from you guys is a true or a false. I will not tell you if you get the answer right. Some of these will be easy, some of them will be hard, but at the very end, I will reveal the score between you two, and whoever answers the most correctly gets the point. We will rotate between who answers first. Evan, you will answer first, and then Nick will follow right up. Your first question, true or false?
Mm-hmm.
The MLB stands for Major League Baseball.
That one, I'm going to say, is true.
Okay. Nick, does the MLB stand for Major League Baseball?
I'm also going to go with true.
Okay. Question number 2. Nick, we will start with you.
Okay.
The Red Sox won the 2018 World Series in 6 games.
I'm going to go with false. I think they won in 5.
Evan.
I'm going to go with false as well, and I think I'm going to agree with Nick on going with 5 there.
Okay. Question number 3. Evan, we will start with you. Ronald Acuña Jr.'s mother's maiden name is Rojas. True or false?
I'm going to go with true there, question mark, but I'm going to lock it in and say true.
What about you, Nick?
I'm going to go with false just to be different and get a point.
So you're confident that that is the right answer?
No, I just...
No, come on. Where's the confidence?
I'm confident.
Okay.
Yeah, that does not sell any confidence to me, pal.
Okay. Question number 4.
Is it Nick?
This will start with Nick.
Okay.
Cody Bellinger stands at 6'3".
I'm going to go with true.
I am going to disagree with you there, and I'm going to say that is false, and I'm going to say he goes 6'1.5".
Okay. Question number 5, we will start with Evan. Again, just a reminder, I have your computers open, but I hope you guys aren't searching anything up, but I see your hands are pretty much clear. Okay, question number 5. Javier Baez is smiling in his 2024 profile picture. True or false, Evan?
False.
I'm going to agree with you on false.
Okay.
What's there to smile about?
What's there to smile about when you're Javier Baez? At least you got $140 million in the bank. All right, question number six. We will start with Nick. Freddie Freeman hit over 32 home runs in 2016.
I'm going to go with false. I don't think he was breaking into the league at that point.
I think that was in the middle of his primary. I'm going to go with true.
Okay. Question number seven. We will start with Evan. We'll see if I can read this one off.
Oh, God.
Babe Ruth, his wife was killed in a house fire. True or false?
How did you expect us to know that one?
Don't you guys know ball?
I don't know ball back way back in the day.
Evan might have the advantage here then.
I'm going to go with false because I just don't hope that, but I'm going to go with false.
I'm going to agree. I feel like if she died like that, people would have known. Like, more people would know.
Okay. Question number eight. We will start with Nick. There are five MLB ballparks named after their own team name. True or false?
Taking a long time to say two words over there.
I'm trying to, count my head. I'm going to go with false.
Okay. Evan.
I'm going to agree with you there and say false.
All right. Question number nine. Okay, this one's a little bit of a thinker. We'll start with you, Evan.
Great. Wonderful.
Think about all the MLB divisions, okay? And get rid of National League and American League. Just pretend the NL East and the AL East is the same division, so 10 teams. The NL Central and the AL Central are 10 teams. The NL Central and the NL West are... The NL West and the AL West are the same team. Okay. Or the same division, whatever. Okay? So, if I were to draw a line between each section, there's no overlap. So, in other words, there's no East team that is really should be the Central based on geography. And there's no Central that should be the East or West that should be Central or Central that should be West. True or false? So basically I'm saying that they are perfect, that a team in the Central should be in the Central and a team in the East should be in the East.
Well, like I told you earlier, I cannot find water when falling out of a boat and I suck at geography, but I'm going to go with false there.
Nick.
I'm going to go with false too.
Okay. Question number 10, the last one. Nick, we'll start with you. The 2018 All-Star Game for Major League Baseball was held in Miami.
I'm going to go with false.
Yes, that would be false.
Okay. We have now rattled through the 10 questions, and the moment of truth comes to who won. First off, I would like you guys to guess how many you got correct. Out of 10, Evan, how many do you think you got right?
6, but I don't know which ones.
Okay. What about you, Nick?
I'm going to go with 5 or 6, too. Yeah. I think you got half of them right.
Okay.
There were some points I think Nick was playing mind games with me, and I was trying to zone him out, but, you know.
Okay, we will start with the questions going down, and then at the very end, I will reveal who got the answer right. So, question number one. The word, or the acronym MLB, stands for Major League Baseball. That is true. Congrats. Woo! You guys both got that Let's one go. Right. Number two, the Red Sox won the 2018 World Series in 6 games. You guys both said false. That is correct. They won in 5 games. Congrats. Let's you guys go. Are tied
oh,
at
come
2
come on, Nick. You should have got that
two.
Wrong.
Question number 3. Ronald Acuña Jr.'s maiden name, mother's maiden name, is Rojas. Evan, you said true.
Yep.
Nick, you said false.
Yep.
The answer is false.
Let's go. Let's go.
Her last name is Blanco. Her maiden last name was Blanco. Evan, you have 2. Nick, you have 3. Moving on to question number 4. Cody Bellinger is 6 foot 3 inches. Nick, you said that was true.
Yep.
Evan, you said that was false.
I did.
It is false.
How tall
was I correct on the height?
You said 6'1", and Cody Bellinger stands at 6'4".
Damn.
So you were wrong, but you still got it right. So I don't know how you feel about
that. I'm calling that as a correct answer because
it is
the only
correct
thing you were wondering was true or false.
Yes,
not
I was. I said, is he 6'3", and you said, no way, he wasn't 6'3". So this is tied now 3-3. Question number 5. Javier Baez is smiling in his 2024 profile photo. You guys both said false because the same reasoning. What is there to smile about? Well, actually, he is smiling. It's pretty weak, but it's kind of like a... So both you guys got that one wrong. We remain at the score tied 3-3. Question number 6. Freddie Freeman hit over 32 home runs in 2016. Evan, you said true.
I did.
Nick, you said false.
Yep.
You said Freddie Freeman hadn't hit his prime yet. Evan, you said he was right in the middle of it. In 2016, Freddie Freeman hit 34 home runs. It is the over, and Evan, you got that one correct. 4-3 is now the score between you two. Question number 7. Babe Ruth's wife was killed in a house fire. You guys both said false because you never wished that to happen. Evan, you said you never wished that to happen upon anyone. And Nick, you said, what did you say? I don't go back that far. And if it was,
yeah,
if that did happen, more people would know about it. Well, I guess more people need to know about it because that is absolutely true. Babe Ruth's wife was killed in a house fire. We remain at the score 4-3.
I would hope you wouldn't make something up like that, Jacob.
No, no, of course not. That is a sad, tragic event that I'm just trying to spread awareness to.
I see.
Yeah, thank you for letting us know that now, though.
Evan, yes, 4 correct answers. Nick, 3 correct answers. To question number 8 we go. There are 5 ballparks in the MLB named after their own team names. Nick, you said false after counting for quite some time. And Evan, you also said false.
Uh-huh.
The correct answer is true. There is Angel Stadium, Dodger Stadium, Yankee Stadium, National Stadium, and Orioles Field at Camden Yards.
I missed the Angels.
I missed the Orioles one.
Okay. So those are your 5. We still remain Evan on top, 4-3.
Time out. I have a clarification question on that one, actually. The Orioles Field at Park, is that in its official name, or is that...
Yes. When I went to Wikipedia and looked up stadium names, it said Orioles Park at Camden Yards.
Okay, all right.
That is their full name. Okay, question number 9. Evan's still leading 4-3. If you divide the lines for the MLB divisions, East, Central, and West, there is no overlap.
I said true to that one.
No, you...
I said false.
No, we both said false,
said,
right?
We both
you said
false.
False.
Yeah, both
said false. You said you're pretty bad at geography,
yeah,
but...
I mean, I'm also bad at geometry, but yes, go on.
Okay. That is true. Or, wait, no, that is false.
Yeah.
You guys got that right, was what I meant to say. Actually, a little fun fact, Atlanta is more west than Detroit. So, considering that logic and also... some Florida teams, because Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, or Pittsburgh's a real outlier. They should really be in the East, and we should move some other teams like the Braves in the Central. But anyway, that's how it is. Geography's a little messed up, but I still like the divisions. Anyway, moving on to question 10. Evan, you are still up by a point. The total is now 5-4.
What happens if he ties it here? Does that mean we get a tiebreaker?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
But there will be no tiebreaker, because in 2018... I said the All-Star Game was held in Miami. True or false? You guys both said false. And that is correct. It was actually held in Washington, D.C. Miami was a year earlier. So, Evan, you have 6 out of 10 correct, just as you predicted. And, Nick, you said you had 5-6 correct, and you have 5 correct. But that means Evan won by a point. And, Evan, you don't die this time.
Hey, Nick, I got something for you right here. You want to grab it from me?
Sure, what is it?
An L.
It was a good offer. I think we I should get a point too for saying I'm going to get 5 right. Is that an option?
No,
that
you can't option? Create rules after the game.
Okay, Nick,
no.
I'm going to reward you with the same amount of points that Aiden and Zach got in this round.
Zero?
Zero.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
We don't get participation cookies or medals here. Nick, I'm sorry.
It was worth a try.
Yeah, you never know until you try, I guess. Yeah.
So anyway, that wraps up trivia here on Big League Chewers. Little fun true and false segment. How did you guys like that segment?
I love that. That was honestly kept me engaged throughout the process.
And I didn't see any cheating going on.
I was operating a mobile, so yeah, I can imagine.
Knowing that Babe Ruth's wife was killed in a house fire is very handy to have on brain.
Uh-oh. There's something involving this in the next episode, isn't there?
What? Okay, anyway, let's move on to our next segment. This is called the Worry-O-Meter. So now we are a month into the MLB season, and there are a few topics I want to talk about that might get a little people worried. Are these people doomed for danger or not?
Okay.
Let's get into it. Guys, I actually cooked up a theme song that I want to play, so we'll get into our first topic, and we'll talk about if we worry about them or not. Here it is.
Are you worried about these people, baby?
First of all, I'd like to say that these theme songs are going to give me nightmares tonight with this voice.
Are you worried about these people, baby?
I think these theme songs are golden, Jacob. I appreciate
that. They are
that.
Golden, I'm but just, they're going to give me nightmares.
I'm trying to add more gasoline to the fire, I guess. I don't even know. But anyway, our first topic is the Dodgers. And I really wanted to talk about this because Aiden was really worried about them last week. And
I mean, I could call him real quick if you'd like.
And they didn't really do any better. So Aiden isn't here today to talk about it, but we have a little flashback saying his thoughts from last week.
It's not going good, guys. This Dodgers team is not looking good. I think it might be time to abandon ship.
So Aiden warned us just a week ago about how this Dodgers team wasn't looking the best.
Yep.
And so I guess our thoughts on the Dodgers so far stands at 12-1 on the season. Or not 12-1. Holy crap. Why would we be worried about them if they were 12-1? 12-11 on the season.
13-11 now. Yeah.
They won today 10-0 against the New York Mets, but still lost that series against a poverty franchise with some bad City Connect jerseys.
Good City Connect jerseys.
Okay. Anyway, so we came into this season expecting the Dodgers to be 162-0, and they aren't. So what's happening? How worried are we about the Los Angeles Dodgers?
A little bit worried, honestly. They've played, let's see, what the... Okay, where are we? When their season start? In South Korea? Yeah,
in
okay.
Seoul, yeah.
They played the Padres, they played the Angels, they played the Cardinals, which I don't think were expected to be decent this year. They've played the Giants and the Cubs, Twins as well, and also the Padres, Nationals, Mets. I'd be a little bit concerned about those. I don't think a lot of those teams that I just rambled off there were expected to really beat them or be good this year.
What about the players? So Shohei Ohtani has had a nice bounce back. He actually leads the league in batting average. We talked about Mookie Betts, his hot start, but why are the Dodgers not undefeated then if they have all these superstars and most of them are doing what they need to do?
I think it's sort of like the Shohei scandal is leaning towards them a little bit. A lot of negative drama in that locker room, but I mean, their pitching's iffy sometimes. I mean, some games they lose are giving up 8-9 runs, but they're going to get some really good pitchers back with Walker Buehler and Tony Gonsolin and Dustin May. So, I mean, I'm worried about them a little bit because the Padres are right there, but I think towards May, June, July, once they get their guys healthy, they should be good and back in ready order.
Yeah, as far as the Worry-O-Meter, like, I wanted us to guess rate this out of 10. I think the Dodgers are at, like, a solid 2. I am not worried about the Dodgers at all. They don't have any injuries. So, and these star players are not just going to all crap the bed right now. Like, they're actually doing really good. There's no one really. I guess Yamamoto was a little disappointing to start the year, but he's found his groove in a couple of starts. So, we'll see how he adjusts for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, pitching is 17th right now in the league, but hitting is top three still. So it's a lot of the pitching problems that aren't converting.
And we talk about, too, the Dodgers have been in a lot of close games, similar to, I guess, a lot of teams in the league right now because there's a lot of competitive games going on. But a few extra inning games for the Dodgers so far this season. And, I mean, you lose a couple, but as we see with trends with most teams, if you lose a lot of close games, you'll end up winning a lot of close games later on. Like, it just always seems to balance out. You never want to win too many close games because it doesn't translate over time, but the Dodgers are just such a dominant team on paper. I'm not really worried about them. I think they will bounce back very nicely as the weather warms up in the MLB.
I think the worry meter for them is probably at a solid 4.5 right now.
4.5. Okay, so why higher than 2?
Well, it's just because of their high expectations, to be honest with you. Going into the year, as you mentioned, we were maybe not 162-0, but they were expected to be top of the league. And the Guardians actually were the first team to 15 wins. So a little bit of worry there.
What about you, Nick? Where do the Dodgers stand at the worry-o-meter?
Probably around a 2 or 3. I mean, their problem, you said, Evan, was their pitching, and they're getting really good pitchers back. So once they get back, I feel like everything will fall set in stone for them to be a lot better than they were to start the season.
Yeah, so far on the worry-o-meter, the Los Angeles Dodgers not as high on the big league chewer scale as maybe some other people coming up. Now next on the chopping block, let's meet our next guest.
Are you worried about these people, baby? No, 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 no!
Next up on the chopping block, we have to talk about the Houston Astros, the favorite in the AL West. And my goodness, guys, they have really crapped the bed so far. Just not where they need to be. The fourth worst record in all of baseball. What is happening in Houston? Houston, we seem to have a problem.
We do have a problem, and that meter is very high right now. They just got Justin Verlander back yesterday. He had a nice sixth inning outing. But yeah, their offense is really not clicking right now, and their pitching is giving up a lot of runs too.
Yeah, for me, I'm going to put them on my meter around 7 or 8. People thought they were going to win the division. They're starting really slow. And can someone else besides Yordan Alvarez and Kyle Tucker do anything on offense for them? Right now, it's just them two. But they are only 5 games back of the Rangers, who also aren't starting that hot. So there's that to take into consideration, too.
That is big in that division, though. You have the Rangers. You have the Mariners. 5 games is 5 games. I mean, not at this point of the year, but that still is a big margin for me.
Yeah, and I would add all onto that too, Jose Altuve, and then minus all that. Their batting average aren't even that bad. Diaz is fine. Tucker's okay. Pena doing good. Alvarez, as you mentioned, and Altuve just really at the top, and then the rest not really hitting where they need to be, and also the pitching. You mentioned the return of Justin Verlander, but today, how do you lose 6-0 to the Washington Nationals? Just not good for the for the Astros. Also got swept by the Braves earlier this week. And Evan, you mentioned the standings. Mm-hmm. I know it's early, but it's a 5-game deficit. Yeah. Now, Houston is lucky because no one in the ALS or AL West is really running away with this thing right now. Texas is the leader at 12-11, just around the 500 mark. So Houston's goal is just to try to bounce back to that. But at 7-16, I don't think anyone expected this out of the Astros. Just really uncharacteristic to see. And for me, even though I don't like the Astros based on their history, I picked them to win this division, so they better bounce back to make me look really smart. But
no, Jacob, that smartness there, you're smart there, but I think your prediction was wrong.
All right, well, if Houston wants to come back, we mentioned they are down 5 games in the division, and what's even more sad is they are in last place in a division that has the Oakland A's in it. My goodness.
Wait, so what? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are 7-16, and the A's are 8-14.
That itself is a panic meter for 10, honestly.
So the worry-o-meter now, because they are trailing the Oakland A's late into April, we're putting them at a 10.
Yes.
I would say, okay, I'm going to go with Nick's point because, yes, they have started off bad, but it's not as big of a deficit in the division. Now, 5 games is really hard to come back from, but we know Houston is a good team. You can really make up that difference if you play good baseball down the stretch, but they haven't recently. But it's not like they have a Cleveland Guardians in the division, or like the Rangers are starting hot, or like the Mariners are starting hot. Like, no team has really taken off so far in the AL West. So I'm not really panicked about the Astros. I still think they have a chance to try to bounce back and really put themselves in good position. I would put their worry-o-meter right around a 7.5. Not at a 10 because they're trailing Oakland, but still, I think it's pretty high.
Yeah, I mean, they've had some injury problems too. I mentioned Verlander just came back. Valdez has a left elbow inflammation, which I honestly looked like Tommy John. We talked about that in a previous episode. And then you have Javier just went on the 15-day DL with neck discomfort as well. So a lot of injuries facing the pitching staff right now.
Yeah, and that's something you don't want to see if you're an Astros fan, because injuries can really deteriorate your season. We thought Houston would really have their last dance this season, but it looks like their last dance might have been last year with how they're starting. Now
they don't have any trash cans on them anymore.
Yeah, that kind of hurts. All right, let's move on to our next team or player or situation on the worry-o-meter chopping block.
Are you worried about these people, baby?
The next team on the chopping block, where we will discuss if we're worried about them or not, is actually a player.
Okay.
It is Aaron Judge. If you guys are unfamiliar, Aaron Judge is a big guy. For the Yankees, he usually hits a lot of home runs, was injured last year and back this season for the Yankees, but he is batting 183 on the season. He went 0-for-4 in the game on Saturday and got booed in front of his home fans. They love Aaron Judge. Why are you booing? Are they worried about him? Are we worried about him? What are your guys' thoughts?
Yes, I am worried about him. He has 29 strikeouts so far this year, but he also has 18 since Sunday. A big number there. And I'll answer your question there, Jacob. New Yorkers are booing him because, well, it's New York and they have high expectations, so they're going to be booing him. And the fans are, as you could say, fully pun intended here, the judge of whether they think their team is good or not. And
good one.
Judge is not performing very well.
Wow, Evan, you just... surprised as someone who describes himself that can't hit water falling out of a boat. That was pretty good. I'll give you credit there.
He also has only 15 hits through 22 games, so he is a little bit on a struggling bus. I haven't seen a lot of his fielding plays personally, but I know his hitting side is not the greatest right now.
Yeah, as you just mentioned, you said he has more strikeouts than hits. That's obviously something to worry about, but the Yankees are still doing really, really good without him playing that well. So if he gets back to Aaron Judge good, like hitting home runs, you know, all that stuff, the Yankees can be really, really, really good.
And Aaron Judge, we know the key part of his game is he hits the long ball. He still has 3 home runs this season for the Yankees. Maybe not on pace where he was breaking records just 2 years ago, but he can get back on track. I think he can be in a good spot. We see sometimes players struggle in their starts and then really get warmed up as the weather warms up for these hitters. So for Aaron Judge, I would say the worry-o-meter is at maybe a 4. I guess I'm not worried about him because I've seen him been so dominant in the league before. Yes, coming off an injury is tough, but I think he can bounce back, especially with how hot the Yankee bats are right now. Hitting is contagious, as we know. I think he can be easily fixed. He has to work on the strikeouts. Maybe he has a little bit of a case of Javi Baez disease, but he'll try to work that out and get back in the groove for this Yankee squad.
I'd agree with you. I think his meter is low, but also I'd say in the middle. I'd say it's probably a 6 or 7 right now just because of, you mentioned the cold weather, but that's what you're expected to do and deal with as a baseball player too.
Yeah, I think the meter is probably around a 5. I think once May, June start, I think he's going to start hitting the long ball out of the park.
Aaron Judge was just on the chopping block. Now let's meet our next guest on the chopping block for the Worry-O-Meter.
Are you worried about these people, baby?
The next guest on the chopping block for the Worry-O-Meter is Mr. Blake Snell. Let's read off some of his stats. An 11.57 ERA on the season, just signed with the San Francisco Giants, and he struggled. 3 starts this season. He started on April the 8th against the Washington Nationals, only pitched 3 innings, allowing 3 hits and 3 earned runs and 2 walks. Then he played against the Rays. He went 4 innings, allowing 6 hits and 7 earned runs. Then he pitched against the Diamondbacks, going 4 2/3, just recently on Friday, allowing 9 hits and 5 earned runs. Blake Snell didn't really get the massive deal that we thought he would in free agency. Blame Mr. Boris or not, but still, not off to the start he needs to if he wants to get that big money soon. How worried are you guys about Mr. Blake Snell?
0, 0, nada. You mentioned he started April 8th. I feel like his 3 starts right now are feeling like his spring training starts a little bit, because he signed when? When did he sign? Late in March, start of April?
It was like mid-March.
Yeah, so he really never had an opportunity to do spring training games, honestly. So I think these games right now, yes, they're rough games where you have a 12.86 ERA, a 9 ERA, an 11.75 ERA in all 3 of those starts. I don't think that's much to read into, so I'm going to give that really a 2 because of it's pretty much spring training for him right now.
Yeah, I'm going to go with around a 4 or 5. And I think it's completely because he just hasn't pitched in spring training. You know, maybe if Scott Boras has his client signing, everyone else does, maybe he won't be as bad. But that's just my opinion about Scott Boras.
Jordan Montgomery actually switched agents because of this whole issue. He should have really signed earlier in the season, too.
Well, really, these pitchers, like, you pitch so well, you're expecting these big long-term deals that a lot of pitchers want. And Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery, both Boras clients, weren't able to get those long-term deals as much as maybe other players with other agents in the league. But as far as my Worry-O-Meter with Blake Snell, it's difficult because I know a lot of people didn't want to sign him based on his walk rate.
Yep.
Earlier in the season. Now, he's like, what the heck, guys? I won the Cy Young. Why won't you sign me? I'm able to keep the ERA low. But so far, I mean, the walks haven't even been the problem. Only 5 walks and about 12 innings pitched. It's not as bad as it was a year ago, but it's the ERA. He's just giving up a lot of hits and a lot of big hits. So I don't know if it's a spring training thing or not. I'm still a little bit worried about him because, I don't know, I've seen pitcher collapses before in some off years. And I know he's basically pitching for another contract, which he shouldn't because he really earned a bigger contract than this, only 2 years. Still getting $62 million, but not as long-term and safe as these other contracts. So maybe it's spring training, maybe it's not. I'm still a little bit worried about Blake Snell. I'll put it at a 6.5.
He's getting a lot of strikes thrown on his thing, too. When he first, well, maybe not in the 17-1 game isn't a good thing to look at, because, of course, most of those are going to be strikes in his 5 earned runs.
Ouch.
But you have, in that strike column, there's 51 strikes thrown there out of 85. So that's what? What percentage is that, mathematicians? Help me out here. But I like that strike number too. Like in the other column, he had 48 strikes to 78, which gets a little bit choppy there. And then his first start, it was really even worse. He had 39 strikes for 72 pitches thrown. So getting a little column, but he's getting better as it goes.
What about you, Nick? Where are you at the Blake Snell Worry-O-Meter scale?
I think 5. I just feel like if he gets a couple more starts out of this belt, he'll go back to old Blake Snell form and just be, you know, an ace of the squad.
Old Blake Snell as in the one that Kevin Cash pulled in the eighth inning when he was cruising?
No.
That allowed the Dodgers to win the World Series. Curse
Ooh.
You.
Yeah.
All right, so we talked about the Worry-O-Meter. We talked about players like Aaron Judge and Blake Snell and the Houston Astros and the Los Angeles Dodgers, how worried we are with their starts to this season. We also had a nice trivia segment just around in the middle of that episode, a fun little true and false, although it wasn't that fun. It was very dramatic. And then we talked about...
I had fun. I got the victory.
I had fun, too. I got half of them right, more than I thought I would get.
You know, you got the L just like your White Sox have gotten so far this year.
Ouch. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, hopefully we'll win 20 games.
Let's hope. Okay. And then we also talked about the City Connect uniforms and my strong opinions on those. That was very earlier in the episode. And then to start it off, we had Haps and Craps, our winners and losers of the past week. Thank you for joining us for episode 4 of Big League Chewers. I'm Jacob Maurer alongside Evan Katz and Nick Fardella. We thank you for joining us, and join us next week for episode 5 of Big League Chewers. We're getting it rolling. And also, if you haven't already, follow that Instagram page, Big League_Chewers, as all the latest news and information on the Major League Baseball scale, and also some videos of us, perhaps. Ooh, scary.
Very scary, actually.
Big thank you to Impact Radio Station here at Michigan State University for allowing us to use their equipment and really just post on their website. Big thank you to them. And saying so long and good night, this has been episode 4 of Big League Chewers. Evan, you want to say something?
Well, before you say goodbye, you forgot a key part. You could find us where, Jacob? You could find us on the WDBM website. You could find us on Apple Podcasts, or you could find us on Spotify.
I feel like if they're listening to this, they already found us.
This is true, but...
And this is Big League Chewers.